They said, that is the truth over there, so far as I perceive it. Follow that. Jesus never pointed away from himself. Jesus pointed directly at himself. He said, I am the truth. Follow me.
That was Dr. Doug McLaughlin, our speaker on Living Redemptively, a daily program featuring messages from God's Word designed to help you have an authentic walk with the living God. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota, and has also served as a Bible college and seminary professor, and has traveled around the world speaking at pastors and educators conferences. We invite you to join us now as Dr. Doug McLaughlin shares today's lesson.
Our message is entitled, His Name is the Mighty God. It's based, as you can see very clearly, on what is stated here in Isaiah, the 9th chapter, and verse 6. We are proceeding through this series, analyzing these various names which were prophetically uttered of our Lord Jesus Christ by Isaiah some 750 years before the birth of our Savior, in the 6th verse of Isaiah 9. We're proceeding through this series on the thesis of the all-sufficiency of Jesus Christ to meet our every need. We believe, in effect, that's one of the major ideas that Isaiah is suggesting to us by giving us these powerful descriptive terms of the Messiah, of our Lord Jesus Christ, the thesis of the all-sufficiency of Jesus Christ to meet every one of our needs. That should always be a source of encouragement to God's people, to recognize that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in whom they have placed their faith and who has taken up residence within them, according to the Bible, our bodies become the temples of the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, to recognize that that indwelling Christ, who is described so beautifully and so powerfully here in Isaiah 9 and verse 6, is all sufficient. He's capable of meeting every one of our needs. Now today in our series, we come to the third credential in Isaiah's list of five, which demonstrates the credibility of this thesis. His name is the Mighty God. Certainly the sufficiency of Christ is reflected in that phrase. He has power. He's a living Savior. He does not occupy a tomb. He is alive, and therefore he has a continuing and eternal relevance for every generation, for this generation. Jesus Christ is powerful today, and he is accessible today, and he can meet our needs today. The history of mankind has been the story of the discovery and the use of power. In the ancient world, first, it was nothing other than manpower. Then it was horse power. Then it was steam power. In our day and age, it's nuclear power. Seemingly, as you peruse the historical development of the discovery and the use of power, seemingly each step has enriched man materially. Each time we've discovered or unearthed a new source of power, it has a way of enriching man materially, but it has impoverished him spiritually. At each new level of power, the discovery and use of it has enriched him materially, but it has impoverished him spiritually. His pride in his new power has made him independent of God. And that is a kind of independence that can only ruin a man. There's one personality in the universe that I don't ever want to be independent of, and that's God. I want every day of my life to recognize my deep sense of dependence upon Him, and to recognize that without Him I am nothing, and that I have no inherent source of recuperative energy by which I can overcome the powers of evil within me and without me that would seek to destroy my life. I need the power of God, and every moment of my life I'm dependent upon Him. At each new level in the discovery and use of power, man has become more and more independent of God, and that kind of independence has been ruinous to him. So now man is able to harness the powers of the universe, but he is unable to harness himself. While he is conquering the frontier he calls outer space, he is daily succumbing in defeat to the inner frontiers of his own inner space. He cannot regulate or rule his own appetites or his own lusts. He is still a weakling when it comes to the things which really matter, to the things which matter most. He has tremendous technology, tremendous engineering expertise, but he has utter impotence psychologically and spiritually to meet his own needs or the needs of those around him. While he is developing his knowledge of nuts and bolts, of technology and biology, he is disintegrating spiritually in his own life. The greatest need of modern man and of every one of us personally, we don't want to get lost in the anonymous quality of modern man. Every one of us personally has this need. The greatest need of modern man and of every one of us personally is the spiritual power which only Jesus Christ can provide for our lives. The spiritual power that can make us what we have it in our being to be, because we're creatures made in the image of God, that which we forfeited because of our sin. Jesus Christ can give us the spiritual and moral power to become all that we have it in our being to be. It's our deepest need. We need to tap that power. We need to, by faith, integrate it into our lives. We need a personal union with the Son of God. As I think of that subject, this great power, his name is the Mighty God. He's a powerful being, Jesus Christ, prophetically described by Isaiah here in the 9th chapter in verse 6. As I think of that power, I want you to notice with me for a moment three facets of Christ's provision of this power. It begins, number one, with the deity of Christ. He is the Mighty God. He has power because he's God. He is the Mighty God. He's the El Gibor, the God of great power. One, the deity of Christ ensures that this power will be accessible to us. It continues, or it grows, with what I would call the dynamic of Christ. Not only is he God, the Bible says he is the Mighty God. He is a powerful God. He can meet our needs. And then it consummates, I believe, with a practical point. I would call it the descent of Christ into our personal lives. He takes up residence right within us, and he shares that mighty power with us. It begins with the deity of Christ. It continues with the dynamic of Christ. He's God, that's his deity. He's Mighty God, that's his dynamic. And it consummates with the descent of Christ. I integrate into my own life Jesus Christ by faith. And when that tremendous personality takes up residence within me, I'm liberated from sin's penalty, from my own selfishness. I'm changed from self to unself, and I'm given a whole new way of life. I become a new creature in the Son of God. That takes moral, spiritual dynamic. That takes power. Only God can do that. He does it through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Look with me first at the deity of Christ. That's the first facet of the provision of this power of the Mighty God, the deity of Christ. He is God. Who was Jesus Christ? You have to ask yourself that question. Who was Jesus Christ? What did he claim? Was the baby in the manger, that great act that we celebrate in our culture at this time of the year, was the baby in the manger and the carpenter of Nazareth, the Son of God and God the Son? And the answer to that question is an unequivocal yes. He is God in the flesh. And I think there are four strains of argument or influence that would substantiate that. There are four sources of knowledge that would substantiate that he is God. May I share them with you quickly? First, his claims. He is deity. He is God. He claimed it. First, his claims. That's one source of information substantiating his deity. Second, his companions, what they said about him. Third, his captions or his names, the very names applied to Jesus, are impregnated with theological, divine concepts that reflect his deity. And finally, his commendations, even from men, unregenerate men, as well as regenerate men. First, his claims. When I think of the claims of the Lord Jesus Christ, I think of two ideas. The first thing I think of is his self-centered instruction. Have you ever thought of Jesus Christ as being self-centered? His self-centered instruction. The second thing I think of is his special identity, or his select identity. I want to look at both those for just a moment. His claims. The first thing I think of is his self-centered instruction, which included certain significant claims to deity. His self-centered instruction was an indication of his uniqueness and his godhood. One of the remarkable things about the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ is that he was constantly speaking about himself. Now, there was a reason for that. It was because he was God in the flesh. The first person singular, I, me, my, keeps forcing itself repeatedly into our attention as we listen to the Lord Jesus Christ talk. He could say, I am the bread of life, John 6:35. He could say, I am the light of the world, John 8 and verse 12. He could say, I am the door, John 10 and verse 7. He could say, I am the good shepherd, John 10 verses 11 and 14. He could say, I am the resurrection and the life, John 11, verse 25. He could say, I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14 and verse 6. I am the way for those who are lost. You may be lost without Christ, not knowing where to go, where there is meaning, where there is fulfillment, where there is forgiveness. We need forgiveness. We need cleansing from the pollutants that are in our lives. Where do we find these? Jesus says, I am the way for the lost. I am the truth for the learned. I am the life for the longing and the languishing who have no meaning to their life. He says, I am the true vine, John 15 in verse 1. The first person singular keeps forcing itself into our attention as we listen to Jesus talk. There was that self-centered instruction, and in his case, it was appropriate. None of the other great religious leaders of the world ever dared to say the kinds of things that Jesus said. All of the other religious leaders of the world were self-effacing. Jesus was self-advancing. And in so being, he set himself apart from all of the others. As I've said in the past, all of the other religious leaders of the world pointed away from themselves. They said, that is the truth over there, so far as I perceive it. Follow that. Jesus never pointed away from himself. Jesus pointed directly at himself. He said, I am the truth. Follow me. Here is a baffling paradox for Christians. The combination of the self-centeredness of his teaching and the unself-centeredness of his behavior. In thought, Jesus Christ put himself first. In deed, Jesus Christ put himself last. He exhibited both the greatest self-esteem and the greatest self-sacrifice. He knew himself to be the Lord of all, but in practice he became the servant of all. He said he was going to judge the world, and he will, but he was willing to wash the disciples' feet. His self-centered instruction was a very precise claim to deity. Who could make those kinds of claims? Who could say those things about himself? No one other than God in the flesh. That's precisely who Jesus was.
Thank you for joining us for Living Redemptively with Dr. Doug McLaughlin. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the senior pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota. For more information on Fourth Baptist, visit their website at fourthbaptist.org. That's fourthbaptist.org. Living Redemptively is produced in partnership with Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. If you would like to receive a copy of all the messages in this series, or if you have any questions about what you've heard, we invite you to contact Living Redemptively at P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. That's P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. You can call area code 671-477-6341, extension 260. That's area code 671-477-6341, extension 260. You can also download this program in a daily podcast. Learn more at hbcguam.net. That's hbcguam.net. Finally, if you'd like to email Living Redemptively, email khmg@hbcguam.net. Coming up next time on Living Redemptively.
I want to tell you something. Hypocrites and martyrs are not made out of the same stuff. People don't die for a lie. They weren't lying. They were sincere men.
That's coming up next time on Living Redemptively, helping you to live an authentic Christian life.